Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know, I was just thinking, ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Between work deadlines, social media distractions, and the never-ending news cycle, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's like we're all juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. But what if I told you there's a way to find that inner peace, that unshakable calm amidst the chaos? Today, we're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and how it can help us master our emotions and build rock-solid self-control. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a robotic emotionless being. Trust me, nobody wants to live like that. It's about understanding that we can't control everything that happens around us, but we can absolutely control how we react to it. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as the captain of your own ship. You can't control the weather or every wave that comes your way, but you can steer your ship, adjust your sails, and ride out any storm with grace and determination. So, let's break down some key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you build that inner steel. First up, accept what you can't control. We spend so much energy worrying about things outside of our realm, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the lottery results. It's like trying to herd cats. Focusing on what we can control, like our actions and thoughts, is a superpower. Think about it. When you let go of things beyond your influence, you free up mental energy for the stuff that really matters. Next, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditating monk on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty peaceful. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize an hour has vanished? Mindfulness helps us be more aware of our time and energy, allowing us to make conscious choices instead of just reacting on autopilot. Third, reframe negative thoughts. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Instead of spiraling into negativity, try looking for the silver lining. Maybe that traffic jam gave you time to listen to your favorite podcast, or that missed deadline forced you to be more creative in finding a solution. Stoicism teaches us to see challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Fourth, cultivate virtue. This doesn't mean being perfect, we're all human, after all. It means striving to live a life guided by principles like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it as your personal North Star, guiding you through the storms and helping you make decisions that align with your values. And lastly, remember that happiness comes from within. We often chase external validation, likes, promotions, material possessions, but true happiness stems from our own inner peace and sense of purpose. Stoicism reminds us to focus on what truly matters. Cultivating meaningful relationships, pursuing our passions, and living a life of integrity. Okay, let's put this into practice. Imagine you're facing a big presentation at work. You're feeling nervous, your palms are sweaty, and your mind is racing with worst-case scenarios. Now, channel your inner Stoic. Accept that you can't control the outcome. Some people might find your presentation amazing, others might not. Focus on what you can control. Prepare thoroughly, deliver your message with confidence, and be yourself. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you've learned something valuable and grown as a person. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about being emotionally intelligent. It's about understanding that life is a journey, not a destination, and embracing the ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember these key takeaways. Accept what you can control, practice mindfulness, reframe negative thoughts, cultivate virtue, and remember that true happiness comes from within. Now go out there and build that self-control muscle. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little Stoic wisdom in their life, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.